With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. A top American envoy says the U.S. and Israel have discussed a timetable for scaling back intense combat operations in the war against Hamas, even though they agree the overall fight will take months. Also on SRNNews.com, former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says President Biden's claim Israel has been indiscriminately bombing civilian areas in Gaza is untrue and unfair.
But they simply have to stop this rhetoric of accusing us basically of war crimes. The subtext is you Israelis are liars and you Israelis are murderers. And you can imagine how harmful that is.
Dr. Oren was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. The Senate will delay its Christmas break to try and achieve a compromise on border reforms.
The Senate had been expected to leave town for its Christmas break after wrapping up business this week. But Majority Leader Charles Schumer now says the body will return on Monday in hopes of reaching a border compromise. Republicans are demanding major policy changes they say are needed to secure the border as part of their support for the supplemental spending bill for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. GOP senators don't appear optimistic. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says, quote, I think we're a long way from being able to pass something that matters by the end of the year. Bob Agner reporting.
A ballistic missile fired by Yemen's Houthi rebels has slammed into a cargo ship in the Red Sea near the strategic Bab el-Mandeb Strait. That followed another attack only hours earlier that struck a separate vessel. The Oregon Supreme Court has heard arguments in a lawsuit filed by Republican state senators who boycotted the legislature earlier this year and want to run for re-election. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 66 points. The Nasdaq is up 109.5. This is SRN News. The dance world is grappling with transgenderism.
A boy who is living as a girl has finished first in an Irish step dancing competition in Texas, making him eligible to compete against females in international championships. The boy had previously performed as a male in other Irish dancing competitions. Many parents have been complaining about the presence of a boy in competitions strictly limited to girls. No word on what the governing bodies of the shows will decide. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawyers for a spiritual advisor to an Alabama inmate scheduled to be executed have filed suit. They argue that restrictions on how close the advisor can get to the inmate in the death chamber are, quote, hostile to religion. Pastor Jeff Hood says he was asked to sign a form agreeing to stay 3 feet away from Kenneth Smith's gas mask for safety reasons. Smith's execution would be the nation's first using nitrogen gas. This is SRN News. Federal employees are being told to go green on government travel.
In its latest push to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, the White House said federal employees should rent electric vehicles and opt for rail trips when feasible. It said doing so would save money and the environment. Specifically, federal government workers were told to rent EVs when costs are less or equal to gas-powered vehicles, and to travel by train instead of flying on trips under 250 miles. Greg Clugston, The White House.
A prosecutor in Denmark says authorities are holding two people in custody and four others are the target of a terrorism investigation. The case coincides with one arrest in the Netherlands and several in Germany of alleged Hamas members. Denmark hasn't said there is a Hamas link in its case, but authorities in Germany say three people arrested there are suspected of preparing for attacks. More details at SRNNews.com.